forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly cloudy today, areas of showers and thunderstorms, high of 77. Tonight, lingering clouds early with showers and storms, then clearing, low of 55. Lots of sunshine on Wednesday, high near 79. Wednesday night, mainly clear, low near 62. Lots of sunshine on Thursday, high of 86. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 68.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. House Ag Committee Democrats yesterday approved an incomplete spending package as part of the Build Back Better Act. This legislation will be added with sections approved by other committees to be compiled by the House Budget Committee later this month. The agriculture spending legislation includes $18 billion in rural job-promoting investments through USDA's rural development and $7.75 billion to support agriculture research and infrastructure. The bill also includes $1 billion to support expanded biofuel infrastructure, $4 billion for a new rural partnership program, $2.6 billion for the Rural Energy for America program, and $40 billion for forest-related programs. It does not yet include USDA's voluntary conservation programs. Iowa Democrats Representative Cindy Axne, who supported the spending package, said while she's still withholding the final decision on the package until the full bill is seen, seeing the investments included will be a critical part of her choice. U.S. tractor sales increased last month compared to 2020, while combine sales jumped 19.8%. That according to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers monthly sales report. Combine sales posted the second month in a row of growth, near 20% in the United States. Total farm tractor sales climbed 9.9%. Those sub-40-horsepower tractor sales were up 8.7%. Mid-size at 40 to 100-horsepower sales up 5.4%. The heavy-duty units saw significant growth, with that articulated four-wheel drive segment leading the way for a fourth straight month, climbing 40.4%, 306 units sold. Year-to-date, farm tractor sales remain up 13.3%. Combines up 13.8%. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Hundreds of people chanted and held signs outside a University of Kansas fraternity house where a member is accused of sexually assaulting another student. The Kansas City Star reports that the Monday night protest outside the Phi Kappa Psi house came after the fraternity officials reported the allegations over the weekend. The university spokeswoman said Tuesday, "The university takes all allegations of sexual violence seriously and has robust processes to investigate them." A spokesman for the fraternity said the organization has been made aware of the allegations and the university was immediately notified. A central Kansas school district is closed until next week due to the rising number of COVID-19 cases and staff shortage. St. John Hunson USD 350 said on Facebook Sunday, schools will be closed for the week and there will be no remote learning or meals served due to the increasing numbers of positive COVID cases and shortage of staff and available substitutes. School and school activities will resume September 20th. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you will never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2022 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect for alleged criminal threat in Atchison. Just before 7 p.m. Saturday night, police responded to a residence in the 1500 block of Commercial Street in Atchison to investigate a report of a man trying to set the house on fire. Officers located 34-year-old Delvin Debnam at the residence. A 38-year-old woman had left the residence. They found her several blocks away. During the disturbance, Debnam threatened to burn the house down. There was no fire found at the house. Police took Debnam into custody on a requested charge of criminal threat. In other news, a Sedgwick County Sheriff's detention deputy was charged Monday in Wichita Municipal Court for misdemeanor disorderly conduct. The charges stem from an off-duty incident on August 26th. The detention deputy, Arian White, has been employed by the sheriff's office for almost 6 months. White has been placed on restricted duty pending the outcome of the criminal and internal investigation, which is being conducted by the Professional Standards Unit of the sheriff's office. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. A fire at one of the nation's largest beef processing plants appears to have spared the main production area, so the impact from the Nebraska fire on the overall market is likely to be limited. While the blaze was burning at the JBS plant that normally slaughters about 6,000 cattle a day, industry observers feared that there could be a similar impact to when a fire disrupted operations at the large Tyson plant in Kansas back in 2019. JBS spokeswoman Nikki Richardson says the company expects to resume operations at the plant today because the fire did not impact the main production areas. Douglas County Commissioner and former Omaha Mayor Mike Boyle died yesterday morning following a bout with pneumonia. He was 77. Boyle's daughter, fellow Douglas County Commissioner Maureen Boyle, announced her father's death through a spokeswoman for the county. He served on the board of Nebraska's largest county since 1977. Mid-America Network News.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you'll never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2022 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com. Because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Dozens of Marysville citizens addressed the city council Monday evening as part of public comments, speaking in support of longtime police chief Todd Ackerman. Council or city officials have not announced anything, and a direct query as to what was prompting a concern with Ackerman at the meeting was followed by Mayor Jason Barnes saying, "We cannot comment." Personnel was listed as the topic for an hour-long special city council meeting that was called August 31st, with the mayor, 6 of 8 council members, city administrator, and city attorney in attendance. Following that meeting, it was announced that no action was taken as a result. All of the residents who spoke Monday expressed confidence and trust in Ackerman. Many spoke passionately and emotionally, noting his 22-plus years of service. Many questioned any council decision that might include Ackerman's departure. No action was taken or announced following the public comments. As with many citizens, KNDY was unaware of any action involving the city and Ackerman, who apparently has been placed on administrative leave. We will continue to follow the story. Approval was given for United Bank and Trust to block off parts and use the city park for homecoming tailgate party Friday, October 1st. Engineers updated the city council on the sewer lagoon repairs and extension, with council approving initial engineering requests to initiate the project. City administrator updated financials indicating that the general fund balance was over $1 million. Additional expenditures related to water line projects and sewer lining and lift station repairs have increased expenses. Sales tax proceeds fell to $130,000 for the latest month, down from over $150,000 each of the previous 4 months, which is believed to have been related to federal stimulus distribution to the public. Council members expressed concern that street sealing projects have not been completed as yet, with the weather turning cooler. Similar concerns were voiced about running concrete at the new fire station. Appointments and wage determinations were approved as recommended. Planning Commission, Vicki Gross, first term. Marty Nordis, third term. And Shelby Timm, second term. Zoning Board of Appeals, Mary Cuny, second term. Bob Thompson, third term. And Vicki Gross, second term. A 15-minute executive session was called to discuss personnel. Mayor Barnes announcing afterward that no binding decisions were made. Positive COVID cases continue rising in Washington County, nearly double those of a month ago. As of Monday, the health department reported 48, although none were hospitalized. A recent COVID-related fatality was added in Washington County. Marshall County, as of Friday, stood at 23 positive cases. An arrest reported Friday in connection with a pickup and construction trailer stolen from south of Beatrice in Gage County in July. They were later found destroyed by arson southeast of Beatrice. 29-year-old Tara Bew of Lincoln was arrested on suspicion of theft, arson, and criminal mischief related to the July 6th incident. Southern School District patrons are reminded that mail-in ballots for the proposed bond issue need to be returned by 5 p.m. Wednesday to the Gage County Clerk's Office. Chris Krzyzewski, superintendent of Southern Public Schools, commented on the bond issue recently.
So we actually have a special bond election that's going to take place on September 14th. It'll be a mail-in election based upon the state laws. If this were to pass, it would allow us then to erect a new elementary school gym, some new playground equipment at the elementary school, fix some drainage issues, and then two new preschool classrooms. And the total amount of the bond is $2.89 million.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Colonial Acres invites everyone to the Richardson County Free Fair and Fall Festival, September 15th to the 18th. Get the family together and come enjoy the colorful parade, lively carnival and rides, yummy concessions, amazing 4-H exhibits, and so much more. See you there from everyone at Colonial Acres in Humboldt. Looking for some fun? SunMart suggests everyone grab their friends and family and head out to the Richardson County Free Fair and Fall Festival, starting September 15th through the 18th. Enjoy the 4-H exhibits, the carnival rides, vendors, shows, and more from SunMart in Fall City. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly cloudy today, areas of showers and thunderstorms, high of 77. Tonight, lingering clouds early with showers and storms, then clearing, low of 55. Lots of sunshine on Wednesday, high near 79. Wednesday night, mainly clear, low near 62. Lots of sunshine on Thursday, high of 86. Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy. Slight chance of seeing some light rain developing as we cool to a low near 65. Breezy winds. Sunny on Friday, high of 86. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 66. Slightly warmer on Saturday and Sunday as sunshine continues to dominate the area with high pressure overhead. High of 88 on Saturday, lots of sunshine. Saturday night, clear, low near 69. Sunny Sunday, high near 90. Sunday night, mainly clear, low near 68. High of 89 on Monday. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the Weatherology Weather Center.
Average high temperature, mid-September 82, record high on this date 104, the average low 58, the record low 37. Sunset this evening 7:38, sunrise in the morning at 7:08.
America's most consumed fruit is being celebrated this week. We will tell you where they're going bananas on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 14th, the 257th day of the year. Actress Kimberly Williams Paisley celebrates a birthday today, and Francis Scott Key wrote the words to the Star-Spangled Banner on this night in 1814. A check of our food calendar shows that the annual Banana Festival is going on this week in the Twin Cities of Fulton, Kentucky and South Fulton, Tennessee. It seems the area was once an important distribution hub for bananas between New Orleans and Points North. They celebrate their banana heritage each year with a parade, beauty pageant, talent show, a fun run, and more. The highlight is the festival's one-ton banana pudding, deemed the largest in the world. If it sounds appealing, stop by if you're in the Fulton area this week. And remember the festival theme, keep calm and go bananas. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
On POWMIA Recognition Day, September 17th, Alfea pauses to remember the American servicemen and women who never returned home and those in the armed forces who face unthinkable condition of military duty and bear the painful cost of war. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Kansas State feeling a bit of a deja vu after watching quarterback Skylar Thompson go down with a knee injury in Saturday's win over Southern Illinois. The sixth-year senior missed most of last season with a shoulder injury, too. Now, the Wildcats will have to rely on Will Howard to lead the way. Howard was pressed into action as a freshman last season and got plenty of experience, even though he went through a series of wild ups and downs. His first game back in the starting role will be against Nevada this Saturday. Big 12 coaches feel the league is solidified for the long haul after the conference's swift actions to expand. K-State coach Chris Kleiman says the Big 12 got four really good programs with the additions of BYU, UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston. That quartet got invited to the league 6 weeks after Oklahoma and Texas accepted invitations to join the Southeastern Conference. Tuesday, Kansas Sports. Here on the Mid-America Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has another NFL record to add to his ever-growing list of accolades and achievements. Mahomes threw for 337 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Chiefs' comeback win against the Cleveland Browns. Those 337 yards meant Mahomes broke Kurt Warner's record for most passing yards through 50 career starts. Warner's record of 14,372 passing yards in his first 50 games stood for 20 years. Mahomes surpassed Warner, racking up 14,489 yards by the end of Sunday's game. That was Mahomes' 47th career start. The SEC announced yesterday the University of Arkansas will be fined for a violation of the league's access to competition area policy due to fans entering the field following its football game against the University of Texas on Saturday. Arkansas will incur a fine of $100,000 for a second offense under the league's access to competition area policy. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show, beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on Key and EY.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. You don't need a lot of space to grow ornamental grasses. These beauties can provide vertical interest with a very small footprint in your garden or even a container. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Consider some of the more narrow, upright varieties as space is limited. Northwind switchgrass grows 4 to 6 feet tall, but only 2 to 3 feet wide. Its shorter cousin, Shenandoah, is only 4 feet tall and 18 inches wide. Carl Forrester feather reed grass is stiffly upright, growing 3 to 5 feet tall and 2 to 3 feet wide. Add a bit of color with porcupine grass. The yellow horizontal striped foliage is topped by coppery tan flowers in the fall. Our native little blue stem provides year-round beauty. Look for cultivars like Jazz that grow 2 to 3 feet tall and the bit taller Blue Heaven, both bred for more upright growth habit and less flopping. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
September 12th through the 18th is Assisted Living Week, and Colonial Acres invites everyone to come and see for themselves how enjoyable life can be in a setting where the ones you care about can have the independence they want with the assistance they require. Colonial Acres in Humboldt. Caring is what we do best.
Today you might get bad teeth from drinking too much soda. 10,000 years ago, teeth were a problem as well. But archaeologists tell us the problem was consuming something else that was even harder on one's molars. Today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Primetime Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Russell Cave may not be what most people think of when they hear the name. It does not have dark passages running hundreds of feet below the earth. It is instead a shelter cave. Jason Money says that archaeologist tells us the inhabitants here were very skilled for their time.
Way before the bow and arrow, they used a device called an atlatl. It's a long handle with a hook, and they would use that sort of like a lever to cast their spear.
The atlatl increased the speed and accuracy of each spear throw. Money says gathering food was not all about throwing spears, though. Much of what these people ate came from surrounding plant life.
We think of Native Americans as always having corn. Well, that's not necessarily the truth. Beans and squash, along with corn, first came from what is now Mexico, and it took a pretty long time for it to reach the southeastern part of North America. But before corn, beans, and squash, they were cultivating a plant called amaranth.
If you shuck the seeds off an amaranth plant, you can get up to a quart of seed that was then ground into flour. The grinding process did have one serious side effect, though.
One of the problems that they had were bad teeth. Of course, they didn't have dentures back then, and their teeth were really worn from eating grains ground up on their stone mortar and pestle. Little bits of rock would get down into their corn mill or their amaranth mill. If you ate that stuff your whole life, it would really wear down your teeth.
9 burials have been found in the cave, ranging from an infant to a 40 or 50-year-old woman. Today, Russell Cave is a national monument open for all to see and ponder what life was like for all who called this home. Traveling the countryside near Bridgeport, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.
Chickens a block treat to provide extra nutrition and entertainment as they peck at it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You can buy flock blocks ready-made off the shelf or make your own as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Chickens have the natural instinct to peck at something. When you set out a block treat for them, they're entertained with the pecking and also get some nutrition. Block treats aren't meant to replace your flock's regular feed. They're formulated to provide supplemental energy, vitamins, and minerals. Peter Friquette is an extension poultry nutritionist at North Carolina State University. He says when you're shopping for a commercially made block treat, look for a good nutritional mix.
It should contain some grain, could be corn, cracked corn, could be oats, some wheat possibly in there, and then some protein sources, things like rapeseed meal, or could be flaxseed, a good one is sunflower seeds.
It's not hard to make your own block treats out of scratch grains and other foods that your birds like. It's like making a big cookie, but the challenge is finding a way to hold it all together.
If it's in the wintertime and it's cold, you can stick things together with tallow, beef fat that turns solid. You'd have to experiment where it's just enough to hold it together. You could also use some beeswax or paraffin, the edible type. And so it's like a wax, and you can mix that, and it'll hold it together. The benefit of using like a tallow or some sort of a wax is that when you press it together and it rains, it doesn't fall apart.
Some people use a package of clear gelatin and put everything into a mold. You can also cook up some oatmeal, mix it together with your grains, and press it into a big ball. When it dries, it'll hold together. If you include raw ingredients such as eggs or meat, be sure to cook your treats in a 300-degree oven until they reach an internal temperature of 150 degrees. This will kill any bacteria that can make your chicken sick. You'll find more tips and recipes for making block treats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
A company that arranges sales of farmland to investors who then lease the land back to the farmer has been acquired by a company that does the same thing for residential real estate. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. Des Moines-based Farmland Finder is now owned by New York City-based EasyKnock. Stephen Brockshus is the founder and CEO of Farmland Finder.
EasyKnock is a residential sale leaseback platform, giving homeowners the ability to unlock equity that's tied up in their homes while continuing to live in them. And what we do at Farmland Finder is we have two sides of the business. One side is our sale leaseback platform, where we give farmers the ability to unlock equity and wealth that's tied up in their land without compromising the ability to keep farming on the ground and have long-term control. And so it seems like a natural joining of forces.
Brockshus started Farmland Finder 5 years ago.
We're really excited about working with EasyKnock, paving the way and showing what it looks like to build a holistic real estate platform that can provide a lot of value to homeowners and now landowners across rural America.
Brockshus says another part of Farmland Finder's business, a stable of software tools, has also been sold to a different company, with details to follow shortly. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When you're planning to seed your lawn, the keys to success are in preparing the soil and choosing the best type of grass seed that will thrive in the conditions where you live. Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville can help you with both. They have rental equipment such as tillers and overseeders, and they offer a great selection of grass seed for sale, plus fertilizer, garden hoses, and sprinklers. You'll be on your way to a beautiful lawn with the help of Hometown Lumber and Hardware. Thanks for buying local. It does make a difference.
For Truck Driver Appreciation Week, Hummus Trucking Incorporated recognizes all truck drivers for their strong constitution, commitment to safety, dedication to service, and periods of personal sacrifice. Thank you from Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas State Fair is officially underway in Hutchinson, Kansas again this year after a year delay because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But the State Fair looking just a little bit different this year because of the pandemic, with some vendors not being able to attend. And one of those includes the Kansas Wheat Commission, or it may be tradition for many individuals to swing by the Kansas Wheat Commission booth at the State Fair to be able to get your new recipe book. But that's not the case this year. So the question on many people's minds is, how can you get that book?
So this year is going to be a little bit different because we don't have our Kansas Wheat booth.
at the fair like we always have before, and people always look forward to coming to our booth and getting that recipe book. So I'd just like to let everybody know that it is available. It is free, and we will be happy to send that out to anybody who is interested. So you can just go to our website and request a free copy of that book. The recipes are also on the website. So if you don't want the book, if you just want to look at those recipes, just go to kswheat.com/recipebook, and you will be able to fill out a form to get that book.
That was Marsha Boswell with the Kansas Wheat Commission, where she says that some of the recipes within the book include some that we won at the National Festival of Breads.
Yeah, so the National Festival of Breads is actually held every other year, and this year's recipe book features those winning recipes from this year's festival. Typically, we have that in person, but, of course, with social distancing, we did that online this year. So you can go on the website and also learn all about that festival. It is sponsored by Kansas Wheat and also King Arthur Flour and Red Star Yeast.
The Kansas State Fair going on all this week and wrapping up this coming up weekend. And to get a copy of that recipe book, again, you can go to the website at kswheat.com/recipebook. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
The 2021 Kansas Wheat Recipe Book is hot off the presses. The annual book features recipes from the 2021 National Festival of Breads. Recipes include savory Thai peanut sauce rolls, strawberry lemonade swirls, and more. Get the recipes online or request a free printed copy at kswheat.com/recipebook.
There's a lot to say about the deliciousness of steaks, burgers, and kebabs, and the wonders of a summer cookout. But we figure, why go through all the trouble when beef can speak for itself? Just listen. Translation, beef. It's what's for dinner. Funded by beef.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Tyson Foods vaccination requirement got a shout-out from the president yesterday when he announced that new vax requirements for federal employees, federal contractors, and businesses with 100 or more employees. Tyson, requiring all employees to be vaccinated by November 1st, recently offered paid sick leave to those who do so. Biden mentioned Tyson and other private employers in his announcement. The White House noted that the vaccination rate at the company increased from less than 50% to nearly three quarters since that requirement was announced in August. Recent rain in the central and northern plains states have brought some relief to some of the drought-stricken areas. Areas of Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, and Nebraska seen 1 to 4 inches of rainfall. And we know in eastern Kansas, as much as 7 inches. But some of the western portions of the state still a little short on water. According to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor, states in the west still predominantly dry, although heavy rains brought some relief to parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah. USDA finalizing plans for $700 million that will be distributed to biofuel producers as compensation for pandemic-related losses. This week, USDA released similar amounts for farm and food industry workers and food processors. Vilsack said, we're doing the best we can to try to move these things forward. And Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer inviting Ag Secretary Vilsack to come to Nebraska and meet with regular everyday farmers, ranchers, and small business owners to hear how that death tax would likely affect them. In a Wall Street Journal opinion piece, Vilsack said it was unfair that under the current law, his kids won't have to pay the tax on farmland that he owns worth more than $2 million when he acquired it. It was valued at $191,000. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver.
This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Insects feeding and living in stored grain is a problem. Good sanitation now is the key to preventing bugs in your bins. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Insects have insatiable appetites, and the grain in your bin is a bug buffet. Their feeding damages the grain, degrades the quality, and opens up the chance of fungi or other disease agents taking hold. Bob Wright is an entomologist at the University of Nebraska. He says sanitation is your best defense, and the time to do it is now before harvest starts.
You really need to clean out your bin and make sure there's no grain remaining in an empty bin. Do a very thorough cleaning. Also, all the areas outside the bin and all the equipment that's going to be used to transport grain, the grain truck, the auger, other things may have grain left over from last year, and there may be insects harbored in those areas. Also, clean up any loose grain around the bin.
While you're cleaning, inspect the bin to ensure that it's waterproof and there aren't any cracks or holes where pests can easily get through. There are insecticides approved for grain bins, and he also recommends treating the grain as it's being put in the bin. For the best results, there shouldn't be any old grain still in it.
One thing that we often get questions about, part of a bin has grain in it and they want to add new grain to it. That's not recommended. It's not the ideal situation. It'd really be best if you could get the old grain out and either sell it or feed it or put it in another bin and consolidate it, rather than adding new clean grain on top of old grain.
Once the grain is stored, inspect it routinely to make sure there aren't any infestations. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for preventing pests in the grain bins at agriculture.com.
New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 Tandem Disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
Mid-America Ag Network Ag News. The Senate Ag Appropriations Committee approved a $25.85 billion fiscal year 2022 bill for the Agriculture Department and related agencies, including $7 billion in disaster aid. Subcommittee Chair Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin says the bipartisan legislation is a product of Democrats and Republicans working together to support a stronger and more resilient ag economy that works for farmers, ranchers, and families in rural communities. Quote, this bipartisan legislation will drive economic opportunities to farmers and invest in the long-term health of our working lands, she says. It will also invest in broadband and ensure that people facing challenging times have tools to move towards nutrition, health, and housing security, she says. The bill also includes investments to support the Dairy Business Innovation Program, Grazing Lands Conservation Initiative, and research priorities for dairy and specialty crops. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Brazilian farmers will harvest just under 94 million tons of corn this season.
10 harvest forecasters indicating a fall of 8.5% from the last forecast due to a severe drought. Second crop corn failure will lead to higher imports and lower exports of the crop. The forecasters say Brazil, home to some of the world's largest meat processors, will need to keep the grain to make it livestock feed. One agribusiness consultant cut her corn export forecast to 22.5 million tons, down from a previous prediction of 32 million tons. She estimates Brazilian corn import needs may reach 4 million tons. If the dry weather persists, corn yields may fall even further in some of the key corn-producing states in Brazil. In April, a poll of 11 forecasters predicted a record corn crop of 107 million tons, but poor weather has damaged that. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
The place to be at the Kansas State Fair is the Corn Spot, inside the Cottonwood Food Court. The best roasted corn on the fairgrounds, pulled pork potato, taco potato, chili cheese potato, meatballs on a stick, pulled pork sandwiches and turkey legs. It's great food waiting for you at the Corn Spot, inside the air-conditioned comfort of the Cottonwood Food Court at the Kansas State Fair.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
When a single mom goes out on a date with somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. I met the man I call my dad when I was 5 years old. He took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, all I can say about all the things. something more. And now here I stand surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me.
Legends of country music from KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.